Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, March 11th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. The text for these shows you can read in the PDF that I upload. The most recent draft number is 1005. Sisters and brothers, the global state, cage for our containment, built to institutionalize class, is fascism. But what about nation? By which I mean the people who share by happenstance of birth their geographic and or social circumstances, and which may also be a nation state, a legal and political entity, to which we cede our power of decision making. And I hadn't realized until you actually stop and think about it, the degree to which that's true. I mean, our initial reaction might be to say, no, I don't do that. Really does take some time to think that one through. To which we cede our power of decision-making, our inherent claim to leadership, and in so doing, our power of reflection, our independent thought process. Can we agree this means cutting off huge chunks of ourselves? What we could call, were it conscious, were we in possession of our true selves, a self-mutilation, a sin, but not original, an abomination. What would compel us to do this? Please keep in mind some of our earlier gleanings from Alice Miller about the necessary interconnections between claiming one's spontaneous feelings, the most intensely pleasurable of which are our sexual feelings, and possession of an authentic thought process. See, for instance, our number 64 juxtaposition from our September 10, 2017 show called Spiritual Body Mind Food Harmonized is mad sexy, which includes this show audio. How did Nicola and Prince become such big spirits? How did they keep their wholeness in a class system premised on force? But on one thing, all our heavyweights are agreed. Thought stimulated is mad sexy. And we want more of it. It puts us in that bigger scheme, which is where we want to be. Nicola believed nation was an antiquated concept, a backwards notion, as it serves to divide us, and so inhibits our growth as human beings. And Paul and Nicola have both said that as long as there are divisions between us, the state will manipulate them. Kropotkin, Peter Kropotkin, writing over 100 years ago, agreed, quote, "Once full equality is established between us, the state would be, to say the least, a useless institution. In such a case, the individual would be free, in the sense that his freedom would not be limited anymore by fear of a social or mystical punishment, or by obedience to either men reputed to be his superiors or to mystical and metaphysical entities, which leads in both cases to intellectual servility, one of the greatest curses of mankind, and to the lowering of the moral level of men. In free surroundings, based upon equality, man might with full confidence let himself be guided by his own reason, which of course by necessity would bear the stamp of his social surroundings. And he might also attain the full development of his individuality, while the individualism considered now by middle-class intellectuals as the means for the development of the better gifted individuals is, as everyone may himself see, the chief obstacle to this development. The immense majority of gifted men have neither the leisure nor the chance to develop their higher gifts, and those who have that leisure are recognized and rewarded by the present society on the condition of never going, quote-unquote, too far in their criticisms of that society, and especially never going over to acts which may lead to its destruction or even to serious reform. Those only are allowed to attain a certain development of their individualities who are not dangerous in this respect. Those who are merely interesting but not dangerous to the Philistine. And we've been quoting Peter Kropotkin's Modern Science and Anarchism. It's going to be interesting to compare in terms of its conclusions for an effective strategy to end class, the revolutionary consciousness represented by Kropotkin with the evolutionary method of Jesus, Prince, and Paul. as we see that the emphasis of the latter three on putting nothing before one's allegiance to the infinite, to its existence in oneself, and therefore to honoring its gifts in oneself, means that many illusions of class, including that of quote-unquote better gifted, are seen through, using the lens of the only true alternative to the class system, the rule of love. And it will be interesting as well to address his point that obedience to metaphysical entities leads to intellectual servility, particularly as Kropotkin is almost chiefest in confronting, for the purpose of abolishing, the mind-body split in structuring our productive activities. So why does he here seem wedded to it?